With the help of Hashem, we are starting now Hilchas Tshuva. Today's Perek is the first chapter. Before we learn the chapter, we have the header, the Koiseres, that Rambam writes. And the Koiseres to Hilchas Tshuva is Mitzvahs Asei Achas. And that is Vuhu Sheyoshuv HaChoyte Mechetoi. The mitzvah is that a sinner should repent from his sin, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, V'yizvade, and confess. There was so much that Chassidus enlightens the mitzvah of tshuva. Quoting here from Lekutei Sichos, Chelek Tes, page 428, here the Rebbe categorizes tshuva into two general klalim, or two general inyanim. Number one is the tshuva by one's charata al ha'avar, kabbalah la'asid, as we learned so much in Igeres HaTshuva, right? That a person mainly, really, should resolve that from now on, I won't repeat that mistake. But more complete is when a person also feels a regret for the past. So both the charata for the past and the strong resolve that from now on, I'll do what Hashem wants, in this sicha, the Rebbe categorizes these two as the first inyan in tshuva. But then we have what we will call the tachlis of tshuva, the goal of tshuva. And the goal of tshuva is that even though Hashem forgives a person, it's possible that this person, as we learn in Igeres HaTshuva, should not be beloved to Hashem the way he or she was before their sin. The tachlis of tshuva is that the person should mamish achieve their same status, so to say, in the eyes of God Almighty, that the person should be as beloved and as desirable to Hashem as they were before the sin. So says the Rebbe that this expresses itself by two chidushim that we find in the concept of tshuva. In order for me to be beloved to Hashem as I was before, that implies that when a person makes the resolve not to repeat the mistake, and the person also has charat ala aver, for me to be beloved to God the way I was before, for that to happen, then my resolve has to be so deeply ingrained in me that there should not even be a roisham, there should not even be any sort of residue of my past bad behavior. Because if even a roshim will be there, then I won't be as I was before. But Be'ikr says the Rebbe, the biggest chiddush of tshuva is that tshuva has the koyach to mamish transform the past. Which means that any sort of blemish, any sort of stain that the sin, while it was being done, had on the person and on the world, being that we are able to go back to the way things were before, that implies that tshuva has the koyach to completely remove any effect of the past. And this, says the Rebbe, is a huge chiddush that we don't find elsewhere. A person, we by nature, we are bound by time. The past is outside our dominium. But only God Almighty, and since the Eibishtid, which is Lamaila Mahazman, for him, the past, the present, the future are taka the same. Hashem imbued that beyond time koyach in the mitzvah of tshuva, and indeed that's why that when a yid does a complete tshuva, as the sages tell us, it's not only that they are forgiven, but there is a transformation, and then you have the highest level of transformation, as Chazal tell us, that the zedoinos themselves become zachiyos. Wow, that this is the koyach of tshuva that enables to tap into a koyach that's completely above time and to transform the past, thus being as beloved to God as we were before.